It's your Daily Dose with Bob and Nick. Today we're talking about managing estates and mourning people we love, and some really weird things that surround both. This one spans the globe, so buckle up, Buttercup. It's going to be an interesting ride. Enjoy. I've had a neighbor who's had a gutter that literally has been ripped down and is hanging onto his pool screen enclosure for over a year. And that's because the Homeowners Association only looks at the front of our houses when they drive by. And I don't want to be the jerk that calls up, because these people obviously are having trouble paying to have that taken care of, right? So I'm not going to be the guy that's like, hey, you're affecting my property value by having that gutter hanging down. But I know eventually if I'm going to sell this house, so I'm going to be talking to that neighbor about helping him to fix that gutter, because, you know, we got to get it fixed so that people who come into my backyard considering buy it will not feel that way.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to sell a house soon. Oh man. I'm the executor of my father's estate. Did I tell you that?
Yeah. So you're going to have to sell his mom's house.
Yeah, probably. I mean, that's going to be sold for sure. I just don't know. I've never sold a house without Patty before, and I won't do it without Patty, cause she'll help me. But this is like having to be a real adult, and it's not something I really want to do. I'm going to do it to honor my father's wishes and to save my brother and sisters from the hairball that it is. But it's like executor, Bob, those don't intersect extremely well. I'm more the person you distribute stuff to rather than the person who distributes stuff. You know, that's the way I like to think of myself, you know? I'm one who is fed, not one who feeds. Although that's not true, because I've been feeding a lot lately.
Is it it's a big responsibility. I'm the executor for my aunt and my dad. And so I'm having to keep track of all the properties and make sure everybody's getting the right amount of money every month and making sure that they stay rented so that everybody can keep getting the amount of money that they're getting every month.
Wow. That's a lot. That's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not an easy thing. So, but even for a one time, like, okay, we're going to, your dad probably has debts that he has to pay off or have to be paid off on his behalf. And so you got to sell it, you got to settle that up. And then if there is anything left over, then you figure out how to distribute it. So it's no small task, of course, but is it, I don't know, I guess cathartic isn't the right word, but is there an element of it that helps you with the mourning process, you think?
Yeah, it's weird because just 2 months ago, I was in my dad's house gutting it, cleaning everything, throwing away anything that's not necessary. So I literally went through everything he owns. I've seen it all. I've touched it all. So I don't feel like there'd be so much of a catharsis in the ejecting of it so much. I mean, I think it would have been a little bit cathartic going through his ties and stuff, you know, looking at, because my father's got 100 ties in his cabinet. And they're all beautiful, very expensive ties. We talked about, you know, his quality rating system for his ties. And now, I had someone make a really interesting suggestion. She said, take his shirts and have them stuffed and sewn into pillows so that, and give them to your brothers and sisters so that they can hug his shirt. It's like hugging your dad, but, you know, it's a pillow. And I thought, that's, you know, a little morbid, but kind of nice. You know, when my mom died, my sister took her bathrobe and cut it into 6 different pieces and made these very strange. They look like big fat worms closed at the ends with rubber bands. I mean, tubes, right? There's a tube pink flannel bathrobe. Okay. And it's a tube that looks like kind of like a Tootsie Roll twisted on both ends, right? Except for it's elastic on both ends. And what you do is you put plastic bags into this tube and you hang it from a door handle. So when you have all the plastic bags from the grocery store and stuff, it's a place to put them. But it was the weirdest thing ever. I mean, it's just, when I got it, it was like, it was supposed to be super meaningful. And it was my mother's bathrobe, you know? But, I didn't want that thing in my house. And yet I did have it in my house. I jammed it full of bags for years. And then finally said, no, I don't know why I kept this. I think it's just because it was nostalgic. And my sister made it, you know, and it's like, or had it made, I should say. So this is the way we mourn in my house. It's a weird
That's
thing.
Funny. Do you want to 3D print your dad in different sizes?
Dude, would you?
Yeah.
That would be it.
Yeah.
How would you even do that?
I can also put his head on like different characters, like a little Yoda, your Yoda dad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like the Lego guy. So you have the little cup arms and little feet.
I like this idea.
Yeah. They did that. There was something about that in Japan, I think.
You take someone that you love and they would
3D print them as a, like a little memorial. I think there was a bad business idea that came out of that where I would not only make that for you, but then while you weren't home, I would move it around your house. So it would still feel like they were there with you on some
that's
level.
So creepy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the worst. When we were in China, we went and saw the terracotta soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a sculpture factory kind of that's associated with it where you can have your face put on the body of one of those soldiers. They will sculpt your face. And there are people on Martha's Vineyard, I've seen them, who have their faces on the terracotta soldiers out in front of their mansion. It's kind of...
That's crazy.
Different kind of tribute though, right?
That's neat.
I kind of wanted it, to tell you the truth.
I want my face on a panna cotta soldier.
A panna cotta.
That'd be delicious.
Panna cotta. That's good. That's good.
Hey, it's me. I'm Nick. Thanks for listening. There were actually two really terrible business ideas in the early days of my podcast and radio show called To a Certain Degree related to this topic. One of them was Bring Out Your Dead, which was the 3D printed artifact of your family member that we would move around when you weren't there. Another one is Spectre Connector, which was the same idea. We would just move stuff around your house because who wants a creepy 3D printed doll of a dead loved one hanging out? And that was just moving stuff around your house. So that could be any phantom or ghost or tributary. No, poltergeist. Tributary. Maybe I'm haunted. In any case, have a great day, and I definitely didn't move anything around in your house. Bye.